Darryl, you were well worth that, weren't you?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought it was a real entertaining game to watch, to be honest with you. Just the lads like to take years off my life as a manager, don't they, end there by conceding a goal. And we've had umpteen opportunities on the counter-attack second half to take care of that final pass and final effort. But I thought my players stood up to it well today. Battled well, worked hard, got the initiative early in the game, which is pleasing to see. And then that gets your fans behind you. What I've been talking about at home, if you can start bright, our fans have been great this season, and they'll get behind you when you score that early goal.
You obviously had a big win in the week in a different context entirely, with a much changed team, and a lot of those players kept their places today. Is that a bit sort of, you know, keeping them in?
There was a couple unfortunate, to be honest, who didn't retain it. But we got a big week for the football club. It was a great start. We've got another big game on Wednesday night in the FA Cup. So squads are important. The lads can't play. Some of the players aren't at the stage for me where they can play the three games in a week. And we've got to make sure that we utilise the squad. A belief in the squad. But we've got to just make sure that we keep building on these last two results.
It's a very hard thing to measure, but you can kind of see when a player is developing confidence. You could see it about some of the players, you know, today, a couple of good performances, and things seem to be coming back.
I mean, the momentum swinging football clubs is so hard to get hold of, to be honest with you, and it takes a bit of time. I mean, let's not forget we've got four players come through the system in that team today. Sure. You know, fans love to see players of their own, and really, really, you know, Alfie Bates, 18-year-old kid in the midfield, and Liam Kinsella doing fine. Cal Cockrell-Mollett, I thought was outstanding. We've got Liam in goal, and that's what the fans want to see at this football club. Lads having a really good go for the shirt, and they want to see the quality as well. We get that, but it's nice to see players coming through the system, doing it the Walsall way, shall we call it, and long may it continue with that.
Yeah, they're quite smart, some of the young players, aren't they? Because they're not necessarily as big as a physical team as some of the teams you see, perhaps, at this level, but they know what they're doing.
For me, it's the size of your heart, isn't it? And those boys there that I mentioned, I think they've got big hearts, and they've got to keep working hard. It's up to me and my staff to get the players better all the time, because they do need a lot of improvement. Obviously, where they are in the league, we need a lot of improvement on these, but I think when you've got the basics of the game, the work, hard desire, and the enthusiasm to learn and listen, you've got a base of something that can improve. You know, with negative results can affect confidence and mentality. But same as I said to the boys a few weeks ago, if you can get to the other side of it, you'll be a better player for the long term. And certainly those younger boys have in the squad that aren't had that experience, they should be growing from that.
Mm. And just share with us a manager's emotions in the last 3 or 4 minutes in those circumstances. Yeah, well, are what?
No, I think that's the way. It's just the way it is, to be honest with you. You know, if my heart's already on borrowed time, to be honest with you, the way I go, it's just killing it. You know, you're in cruise control really at 2-0, to be honest with you. We were defending really well, and then all of a sudden they can nick a 2-2 out of nowhere, and it's just like, wow. But we didn't get that kick in the face today, which we've had a lot of times this season, so we'll take that.